If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I was like, time to become a man. Walk forward. Peripheral vision. Get it. Own yourself. Walk forward with more courage. And start becoming the man you want to be instead of acting like it and putting it off.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations. And you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put into work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Give it all you have, you're going to get max potential back. And then who knows what can come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. You only got one life, guys. If you work it right, you only need one.
You wake up, right to work. Immediately, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it.
Let them underestimate you. Work in silence. Stay focused on your path. And one day, my friend, one day, it will all be worth it.
A year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, go party Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice. I'm like the lone survivor in here, you know? Tonight will be over with too. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride? We know that day's coming. We can't go backwards. We can only go forward.
You have to go dark. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people.
When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too.
We agreed not to drink. We didn't do drugs. Like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. I mean, think about it. If you're going to do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
You need to love pain. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the
correct
sense. Oh my, no, this is real. You need to love pain.
No one's going to save you. No one's going to come out of the woods and say, hey, I got your back, man. I want to take you from all this. So the only person coming to save you is yourself.
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different. And I'm going to change my life.
What you know is very limited. And what you don't know is limitless. And you have an opportunity every day to surround yourself with people to help you grow.
It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. Today ain't just about a piece of paper. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm-hmm. Every single person does. that's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
That pain you feel, that's the payment of success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain to get the success. And success is something that's a very lonely path in this world, because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that futurement of success, the better life. Very few are. And when you get the success, what comes with that is many. Success is a spotlight shining down on their missed opportunities, where they came up short, where they didn't quite have it inside and never went back to revisit it, where failure is what stood instead of improving failure for success. Failure is part of the recipe for success. You fail 1,000 times before you succeed. Every single person has. It's the losers that fail once and quit. Every winner has done failed. The loser and the winner both have failed. It's just that the winner gets back up and does it again.
Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
So like the consistency of work, Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you, you know, you can get to where you want to go.
The question of the day is, did you get better? Genuinely, ask yourself that. Did you get better today? If you didn't, believe it or not, you wasted a day. No bullshit. And you wasted a day that you never get back. Time is the only thing, that's the only currency that you can't get back. You can get money back. You can get a girl back. You can't get time back.
Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision, because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up and you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the basis of self-esteem.
There's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
You're not scared of losing. You're scared of people watching you lose. You're not scared of trying. You're scared of people watching you try. You're not scared to start with nothing. You're scared of people watching you start with nothing. But the truth, no one is watching as closely as you think. And even if they are, their opinions are not predictions of the future, just reflections of their own insecurities. So start now, fail fast, learn quicker, and keep moving. Their judgment doesn't define you, unless you let it.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Every day, do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days.
The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
You get up. You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to make your bed? You make your bed.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
And at the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day?
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
People say, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality.
You have to understand that anybody who's ever gotten better, anybody who's ever created, anybody who's ever built, anybody who's ever been something that you've looked up to has gone through these hard times without quitting.
You wanna reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind. This is the quickest way of making this goal become real.
It's just gonna take time, dude. The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think.
What people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives by facing life, by facing yourself. And through that, I would die never knowing that I had the power to change millions of lives.
The most dangerous person in the world is a man that is broken and alone.
To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great.
We are in control of our momentum. If you are in a terrible place right now, if your life sucks right now, and you're waiting around for things to get better, that's not what you should be doing. That's not how it works. You need to take action.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
You should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay.
It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax. Get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn. Third part of your life, you return.
Today, I'm no longer being a f***ing loser. Today, I'm going to change my f***ing path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion as shit.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So it's a very different video because yesterday I made the choice to get up early and run, but today's another day. Today's another day that I'm faced with another choice to make. So I'm making the choice again to put my shoes on early in the morning and get active again. So make the right decision.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
Is there any limit to your ambition?
No.
Or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No. If I was to quit rapping and I said, I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I can do anything.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened. Honestly, as I can say it to you, I truly believe that I could be the president if I wanted to.
Guys, one day, you gotta graduate in life. You can't always be the pupil, you gotta be the master. You gotta be the guy that's creating the material for others to try to study from. Mentally, you must believe it before you physically start it. Otherwise, it will never reach your most barrel. Your questions will be figured out. Stop sitting back saying, yeah, man, that'd be cool, I wanna be this, I wanna be that. Grab your out and be it.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. the emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
Motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Always be motivated.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know, I said to myself, what if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
It's easy to give up.
You know, hell
it's
yeah.
Easy, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So,
friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
You got to do something to get control of your brain.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up.
I have to ask this guy, like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in, and I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
There's no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you f***ing hate where it is, there is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way. And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there.
The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands victorious and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we want to be him. But before he was him, he was us. What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out and every pain and ache and everything else was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man.
You want to be that one that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, you come and you bring the energy that it takes at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
Every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to death. So what you gonna do with the time you got left?
If your life was a movie and it started now, what would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now.
I hope every one of you behind your screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck, if you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind.
Stay home, man. Stay home and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over. And you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. It's all bull cry, baby.
What if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, at least you will finish this world going somewhere, not just setting, saying, man, if only. There are no if onlys. There is, what are we going to do now?
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun going to be up in the morning regardless. That sun is going to be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is going to shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon going to be there. And you're going to look up. These days going to keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
Are you not happy or you're only half happy? Or
what's there to be happy about?
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses.
And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is, no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
Well, your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, family gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go in my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
So it's a process. It's a process. It's a real process that you can actually, in the 3 month time, you have absorbed the self-discipline. That's why I always tell people, it's not a one-night event. You get vitamin, and learning to say no in everything is not easy. Setting your priorities right is not easy. Avoid complaining in anything is not easy. But if you combine the three things, you can handle self-discipline.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You will never be on my level, period. Simple and plain. It's okay to be number two. It's okay to be right behind you. It's okay.
If at the end of your life, someone said, how was your life? And you said, it was good. I'll be really sad. Fight for excellence. Fight for amazing. Fight for a feeling of abundance that you fill your soul. You tap into your full potential. And guess what? If you go for that kind of life, you're going to have some tough spots. And this video is simply to tell you, it won't last.
You're honestly, that's not me trying to be some after school special shit. You really are. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
Right.
That's it.
Developing your mental fortitude and your mental discipline is a big part of being able to handle stress, okay? It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if you're hurt. It doesn't matter if you're upset. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. If your discipline is on point, your mental toughness on point, you're going to be able to execute in spite of the situation being that way, and you're going to move forward whether you feel good or not. And once you can move forward whether you feel good or not, nobody can f*** you, okay? Because everybody else quits when things get hard. Everybody else quits when they get sick or they have an excuse or they get in a funk or they get, you know, whatever. If you're able to operate even when things are hard, you can't be.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something. But you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world. Or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work, but you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on? Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. It's like, you know,
kids. You know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation, what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know, you know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper. You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick, you just do what you have committed to.
Fight for it. Go the hard route. If there's an easy path and an easy button, it's always, in most cases, it's wrapped with something else. It's wrapped with an agenda. It's wrapped with circumstances. It's wrapped with failure because you're looking for the easy way.
It all starts with who you are. You know, I always tell our players, who you are is more important than what you do. How high you jump, how fast you run, because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before. So therefore, how to translate this into our nowadays lifetime? Maybe it means we need to make us stronger again. Very simply said, this society is too weak.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now, it's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times. When I was going through West Point, that's why when they say pain is temporary, pride forever, that's what they're talking about. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
People need to suffer. It is an actual requirement of life. It is the fiber, the DNA of love. Real love and true love and perpetuity can't exist without suffering. It's impossible.
How badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? You see, there's an awful lot of people who want an awful lot of things. But how badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it. There's an interesting story that's told about Socrates, and Socrates was talking to one of his students, and the student said, I am hungry for knowledge. What can I do to increase my knowledge? And Socrates said, knowledge is something that is readily available and easy to get if you want it bad enough. He said, I'm sure I want it badly enough. And Socrates said, come with me, and he walked him offshore into the ocean, and walked him offshore into the Aegean Sea. And they got about 3 or 4 feet, and Socrates, a very, very strong man, grabbed the young man and put his head under the water. And the young man began to struggle and struggle and struggle, and finally became incredibly frantic, and finally brought him up. And he said, now, what did you want while you were under the water? And he said, all I wanted was air. that all I could think of in the whole world was air. He said, when you want knowledge with the same intensity that you wanted that oxygen, you will get all the knowledge that you could desire.
It's 1 year from today. And instead of us looking through the dust cloud, let's pretend it's a year from now and we're looking backwards. And let's pretend it was the best year of your life. What would have to happen in your life for it to be the best year of your life? In your career or your income or your business or your relationships or love or health or joy. And I don't want you to, your brain's gonna go, oh, I would love for this to happen. No, no, no. I want you to trick your brain. I want you to focus it and live it, positive focus, as if it already happened.
How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you wanna be, is constantly facing the things that you don't wanna face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is their growth? How is their mental toughness?
Some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You got to eat those shit sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well. I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well. Or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.